Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air, where your English will improve. My name is Gabe. Now, a lot of people love to travel. Now, when it comes to traveling, what do you look forward to? What would you like to see when you travel? Do you like to see the scenery of a place, the mountains, the nature? Or do you like to see what people have made and done with cities around the world? Well, the name of our lesson is Travel the World, but Stay in One Place. So how is it possible to travel the world while just staying in one place? Is that just what happens when you surf the internet? Or is there another meaning here? Friends, let's find out. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
Travel the world, but stay in one place. A museum that brings the world to life. Imagine experiencing different parts of the world and never traveling abroad. See animals only found in Africa. View 18th and 19th century paintings from the Western world. If this appeals to you, the Chi Mei Museum might stir your curiosity. Growing up, I was never overly fond of museums and thought that they were boring. So, when I first learned that I was going to the Chi Mei Museum, I was a little concerned. Was this museum going to be boring like the other museums I had visited? Or was it going to be different?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 appeal 这个动词。appeal 在这里是指引起兴趣或具有吸引力或感染力。如果要说明对什么对象有吸引力的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 musicals never appeal to Joseph. He likes movies with a faster tempo. Joseph 对音乐剧一向没什么兴趣，他喜欢节奏快一点的电影。或者是 the car was designed to appeal to customers between 25 to 35 years old. 这部车是针对25岁到35岁的目标客群所设计的。它的现在分词 appealing 可以当形容词，例如 I was attracted by the appealing display in the windows. 我被橱窗里面漂亮的摆饰所吸引了。接下来我们看 curiosity 这个不可数名词。C-U-R 这个字根有关心的意思，所以 curiosity 是指好奇心或者是求知欲。注意它的重音是在 O 这个音节，念成 curiosity。 例如 Vivian looked up this singer on the internet out of curiosity， 基于好奇 Vivian 在网络上查了这位歌手的资料。或者是 I'm burning with curiosity， tell me what happens at the end of the story， 我真的好急着想知道这个故事的结局是什么，赶快告诉我吧。它的形容词是 curious, C-U-R-I-O-U-S. 例如 I'm curious, which team won? 我很好奇到底哪支队伍赢了。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, I think Michelle always does a great job of teaching in one place. As do we, we're always teaching in one place. But how is it possible to travel while you're in one place?
That's a really good question, but that is the name of today's lesson, Travel the World, but Stay in One Place.
Rebecca,
yes?
Did you have fun writing this lesson?
I enjoyed writing this lesson very much, especially since I'm really not a big museum person, but I really had fun talking about this museum.
All right, well, we're learning about the Chi Mei Museum here.And we read here, a museum that brings the world to life. All right? That's kind of the feeling I got when I walked in as well. Now, to bring something to life, that's a fun phrase that's used in our lesson. It means to make something come alive.
And there are different ways to use this. You can replace the word world with other words. For example, I feel like children are such a gift. They definitely bring a home to life.
That is true. Yeah, children do make a big difference. Think of another way, think of something else that really brings the environment or where you are to life. A museum that brings the world to life. We read, imagine experiencing different parts of the world and never traveling abroad. And I have to say, that sounds like a pretty fun way, a fun angle to go into this topic, Rebecca, because when you're at a museum, it is kind of like that. It's like you're traveling to many different places, but you're only in one place.
Exactly. See, animals only found in Africa. View 18th and 19th century paintings from the Western world. If this appeals to you, the Chime Museum might stir your curiosity.
That's right. If you like getting the feeling of traveling to many different places, but really just going to one building, well, this might be just for you, and it might stir your curiosity. You see these words on the screen and in your magazine? This is a great phrase. If it stirs your curiosity, it simply means it makes you curious about something.
Right. And one thing that I think stirs a lot of people's curiosity is space. Space. There's just so much out in space, all the planets and the stars, and so much we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just the idea of it stirs people's curiosity.
And I think maybe what you said is the main point. It's something that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And often what we don't know stirs our curiosity. That's why I think there are so many movies about dinosaurs, and they're always awesome to see, because dinosaurs, we weren't around when they were around, so it stirs our curiosity.
That just reminds me of Christopher Columbus. I talked about him at one point in time earlier. And, you know, Christopher Columbus, it stirred his curiosity to know whether or not the world was actually flat.
That's right. Okay, so friends, everybody gets curious sometimes. We all need to use our imagination. What stirs your curiosity? Talk about it in English. Well, we read here, growing up, I was never overly fond of museums and thought that they were boring. Okay, you see the phrase, the words, to be fond of something, that means to like something or to have an affection for something.
For example, I just learned something new about one of our coworkers.
Really? Tell me some gossip.
Oh, here it goes. And I was very concerned about this.
Yes?
Brandon is not fond of cats.
You just found that out?
I just found that out a few days ago. Brandon is not fond of cats. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm very fond of cats.
Oh, we know.
Oh, yes. So I was concerned that Brandon wasn't fond of cats.
You were concerned, huh? That's funny. Brandon, in case you don't know, he comes on the SC Challenge sometimes. And yes, he's not very fond of cats. But I thought this sentence was funny, Rebecca. Because
yes.
You said, I was never overly fond of museums. It sounds like you're saying you're the opposite. It sounds like you're saying, actually, I really hated museums.
Well, that's pretty much right. Growing up, I did not like museums, but I was trying to be nice. I didn't want to use the word hate.
Mm-hmm.
So I said overly fond. I was not overly fond of museums.
That's right. Sometimes when we want to use nicer words, we might say the opposite and then put the word not in front or never. We read on here, so when I first learned that I was going to the Chime Museum, I was a little concerned. Was this museum going to be boring like the other museums I had visited, or was it going to be different? A good question.
Very good question. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, do you like historical movies?
I do, but sometimes the director takes too much poetic license with the story. When that happens, I think they should just say it's a fictional story and not try to connect it with historical events.
Ah, I see what you mean. And you used an interesting phrase, poetic license. This can also be called artistic license or dramatic license. This is when an artist or storyteller departs from the norm or from facts in order to make a point or achieve a desired effect.
If you have a something license, then you are legally allowed to do something, like a driver's license. With a poetic license, someone might decide to make a movie about a famous event, for example, the bombing of Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
But instead of giving an accurate representation of what happened, they might add in a love story or create drama that wasn't really part of the historical event.
That would be using poetic license to tell a story. But poetic license isn't always a bad thing. It can make stories more interesting or help an artist to make a strong statement about an issue.
我们经常看到所谓由真人真事改编的电影，导演为了达到戏剧效果，让电影更精彩，就自由篡改了一些事实，加入了一些唯美的内容。这就是 poetic license。 Poetic 就是充满诗意的，任何东西加入了一点诗意就变得更美了。License 是执照，当你拿到这个执照的时候，你就被允许做一些事情。 另外一个说法是 artistic license. Artistic 是富有艺术性的意思，还有 dramatic license. Dramatic 是富有戏剧性。不管是 poetic, artistic 或 dramatic license， 导演的工作就是发挥创意，把电影拍得有艺术价值，更有可看性，才能够赢得观众的青睐。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today's lesson is written by none other than Rebecca, your teacher here at Studio Classroom. And it's about her experience to the Chimay Museum. Now, so far, she's talking about her feelings before she went to the museum. She thought it would be boring, just like, well, a lot of other museums. But was she going to be surprised? Well, let's find out in this next part. Now, after Michelle and the Language Lab, you're going to see a little video about what the Chimay Museum is like. So let's continue.
Travel the world, but stay in one place. As soon as I set foot in the Chimay Museum, I was blown away. It was unlike any museum I had ever been to. Located in Tainan, the Chimay Museum aims to give visitors a precise picture of the Western world. The founder of the Chimay Corporation that owns the museum, Mr. Wenlong Xu, loved visiting museums as a kid. When he grew up, he decided to build a museum for everyone to enjoy and established the Chimay Museum in 1992.
OK， 继续我们看 blow away 这个片语动词 blow away 在这里不是指吹走，而是指使感到惊奇或非常高兴。例如 The rides at this amusement park will blow you away， 这个主题乐园里面的游乐设施会让你无比惊奇。注意 blow 的过去式是 blew B-L-E-W， 过去分词是 blown B-L-O-W-N。 例如 We were blown away by the special effects of the film， 这部电影的特效让我们感到惊叹。 或者是 The singer's heavenly voice blew the audience away. 这位歌手天籁般的声音让观众极其陶醉。最后我们看的是 precise 这个形容词， C-I-S-E 这个字根有切开的意思，所以 precise 是指清晰的、准确的或者是精准的。例如 The precise location of the hostages are still unknown. 人质的准确所在位置仍然还不清楚。 或者是 Darlene gave the driver precise directions so he could pick her up on time. Darlene 给了司机非常明确的方向，让司机可以准时接到他。Precise 也可以形容人，意思是指严谨的或者是一丝不苟的。例如 The chef is really precise with the amount of each seasoning he uses. 这位主厨对于每一种调味料的用量非常的严谨。And now let's get back to our teachers.
The Chimney Museum is amazing. So can you share with us, why was this museum built?
This is because our founder, Mr. Xu Wenlong, he was raised in a really poor family, and it was during World War II. And near his house, there was this museum, a small, tiny museum. During wartime, he found savage in that place and peace in that place. He thought, wow, how wonderful. And when he grows up, if he has the ability, he wants to do the same thing, to help people, especially poor people, to be able to find some peace in the museum. So he did it.
So what makes this museum different from other museums?
We are one of the very few museums in Taiwan that's situated in a park. And most museums in Taiwan probably don't collect so many different variety of things. And we have animals. We have weaponry. We have paintings, sculptures. Some musical instruments. And the reason for collecting so many different varieties is because our founder thinks that for a family to visit here, they each enjoy different things, so nobody will feel bored.
Okay, there's a little taste of the Chimney Museum for you if you haven't been there. Rebecca, you said, as soon as I set foot in the Chimney Museum, I was blown away. So it wasn't boring?
No, it wasn't. It was different from other museums. But you see this phrase, to set foot in, right here on the screen. Gabe, can you tell us what this phrase means?
Yeah, it's a good phrase to know. It means to walk into a place. You can set foot in a place. You could set foot on something as well. But usually, if you're going into a building, you set foot in a building.
That's right. But back to the Chimney Museum, we read, it was unlike any museum I had ever been to. Located in Tainan, the Chimney Museum aims to give visitors a precise picture of the Western world. Let's talk about this phrase, aims to, or to aim to.
That's right. If you aim to do something, that means you have the goal of doing something.
For example, I would say that a lot of parents aim to raise their children in a loving home.
That's a great aim to have. All right, so think of another way to use this phrase. We read on here, the founder of the Chimney Corporation that owns the museum, Mr. Wenlong Shi, or Shi Wenlong, loved visiting museums as a kid. And this is a good phrase to talk about, too. You love doing something as a kid. You use this when talking about what somebody loved to do when they were younger.
For example, I loved eating fish sticks as a kid. You know, those they're fish, and they have like this breading on top of them.
Oh, yeah, you fry them, bake them.
Yes, they're crunchy. I loved eating those as a kid.
I love eating them as an adult.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Well, me too. Well, you know one thing I also really love?
What's that, Rebecca?
Is the
SC Challenge. Oh, yeah. Friends, for today's SC Challenge, in the studio we have, again, Jack and Josh. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Gabe. Thanks for having me again.
Of course.
It's great to be back here, and today I am in it to win it.
In it to win it. I love that rhyme. Okay, today's lesson is travel the world but stay in one place. So here's number one. Where is the Chime Museum located? All right. A, Taipei. B, Taichung. C, Tainan. Or D, Qingzhou. We've got four cities all in Taiwan. Where is this museum located? Josh.
Well, it sounds famous, so it must be in the biggest city. So I'm going to go with A, Taipei.
It is a famous museum, but not in the biggest city. Do you have a guess? We've got Taichung, Tainan, and Qingzhou. Jack, just give it any guess.
Ooh, I'll go to the other extreme and say Tainan.
Tainan is correct. So Jack gets a point. All right. C was correct for number one. Number two, if someone was amazed by something, we could say that they were A, disgusted, B, upset, C, happy, or D, blown away. Josh.
Well, at first I wanted to say lost, but I know that can't be right. So it must be D, blown away.
Josh, you blew us away with your answer. It is correct. D, blown away. All right, so it's 1-1. Number three, fill in the blank. Before Rebecca went to the Chime Museum, she thought it would be an adjective. What is the adjective? A, boring. B, exciting. C, dangerous. Or D, expensive. Jack.
I'm going to say D, expensive.
D, expensive. Actually, that's not what she thought, but nice guess. Josh, you got a guess?
Well, it was Rebecca, right?
It was Rebecca.
You know, Rebecca's always worried about not having fun, so maybe she was worried about it being boring?
And Josh, you are correct. It is A, boring. She thought it would be boring, but it was pretty cool, and she did have a lot of fun. Josh, you are today's winner. Nice job. Friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Okay, so you've written about this Chime Museum so mm-hmm. far. We've learned a little about the history and mm-hmm. why it was founded. But what's actually inside this museum?
Oh, Gabe, I was hoping you would ask that question.
You were?
Yes, because inside the museum, there's a lot of cool stuff. But I can't tell you right now because that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Right. Okay, well, friends, as always, we have more to learn about next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
About the Chime Museum. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.